Now, an interesting one, hallucinations. If you had a little exposure or if you've had any exposure to the AI realm, cut here, to the AI realm and any AI content, you've likely heard the term hallucination. Now, this is just when an AI system generates false information and does everything it can to make it appear true. So it fills in the gaps where it wasn't able to predict its output based on its model. And these are sometimes humorous, but sometimes horrifying. And so when you hear hallucinations, it just means incorrect information, essentially. Sorry to interrupt you there, Alex. I had to jump in here, guys, and do a quick reminder. We were supposed to have our professional voice clone from Eleven Labs ready for today's episode, but leave it up to me to find out that I still haven't quite finished the process. After you generate your professional voice clone, you actually have to fine-tune it with the Eleven Labs algorithms or models. Of course, I had a bunch of stuff going on earlier today, so I didn't get to fine-tune it yet. It's fine-tuning right now. And so hopefully by tomorrow's episode, we should have that professional voice clone for you. As usual, apologies for any delays, but this way you got to come back for tomorrow's episode. So make sure to do that. All right, back to you, Alex. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today with episode 8 of our AI for Beginners series. If you are just going through the series for the first time now and we have finished recording it, which should be anytime after January 7th or so, the next few days, just a few more episodes in our series here, then this is slotted right towards the beginning and is therefore hopefully much more useful to you than it was initially, because I definitely should have included it earlier on in the series when we were recording this day by day. And this is an episode in which we just briefly and concisely and informatively talk about some of the most important terms and definitions in AI and in the generative AI tools that we have talked about so far and that we will be talking about in the rest of this series if you're just catching it. So again, meant to include this before we talked a little more deeply about these AI topics and tools initially. I don't think we dove in too heavily or confusingly for anybody who has been watching live into some of this terminology. So hopefully it wasn't too inconvenient or confusing for anybody. What we will do today is just kind of walk through, I think, 10 or so definitions that I think are particularly important to know and understand and have a little bit of context around as you continue or start your journey into AI and AI marketing. We'll just talk about each term very quickly, give a brief definition, maybe an example or an anecdote where it's appropriate. And by the end of this episode, you will be more knowledgeable than a great percentage of the population about AI. Okay, I'm going to start with machine learning. So we did talk about the definition of AI in our first episode, artificial intelligence, but we've also mentioned some machine learning on the show before, and I believe we mentioned it a little bit in this series as well. And that's a little bit different than the definition for AI. Also, anytime you see ML abbreviated in a lot of this content, that's usually machine learning as well. And this is the concept or characteristic of these AI systems that allow them to learn and improve from experience without explicit programming and direction. So this is such a key part of what makes this technology so powerful, is that over time it's going to improve using machine learning. Put very simply, this is what is kind of powering the recommendations in your feeds and in your streaming services or your e-commerce apps, is this learning over time what you interact with and engage with the most. Another term that you've heard us mention a few times on the show, if you've seen the other episodes, but that you will also hear us mention later on in this series, is natural language processing, or NLP. And these are AI systems that are focused specifically on understanding and generating human language, systems that are capable of NLP, that is. And this is the process by which these models understand what we say in our form of speaking and expression, whether it's writing or vocal, whether that's Siri or ChatGPT, ChatGPT's advanced voice mode or Gemini's live or video mode. I can't quite remember what it's called right now. These are all using natural language processing to generate the appropriate responses and to understand the inputs. Okay, next up, I wanted to touch on neural networks. These are computing systems that are inspired by the cognitive process and patterns of our, and it's through these neural networks that many of these AI systems are able to accomplish the machine learning that they do at very deep levels. While we're talking about neural networks, I'll slide right into our definition of a transformer. And we'll get a little twofer and talk about GPTs as well. GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer, and that's what the GPT in ChatGPT actually stands for. But first, a transformer is a neural network architecture, a type of neural network that uses what's known as attention mechanisms, specifically self-attention mechanisms. And that means I actually lied. We're going to sneak a third definition in here as well. So we have transformer, which is a neural network architecture using self-attention mechanisms. An attention mechanism is a technique that allows these networks, these models, to focus on the relevant and specific parts of the input data. Basically, it allows them to pay attention to what they need to. You can think of a transformer as a data processor or kind of a data handler that can link these vast amounts of relevant information across long sequences of text. And a generative pre-trained transformer, a GPT, is one particular type of transformer that generates text. And this is the backbone of what is powering these conversational AI abilities of ChatGPT. So a GPT is a specific type of transformer, which is a neural network that can pay very specific attention to vast amounts of data. Now, an interesting one, hallucinations. If you had a little exposure or if you've had any exposure to the AI realm and any AI content, you've likely heard the term hallucination. This is just when an AI system generates false information and does everything it can to make it appear true. So it fills in the gaps where it wasn't able to predict its output based on its model. And these are sometimes humorous, but sometimes horrifying. And so when you hear hallucinations, it just means incorrect information, essentially. Okay, now let's start getting into the good stuff. Let's talk about LLMs, large language models, something you'll definitely hear us mention in this series. An LLM is a general term for any large AI model that is trained to process and generate human language. And this sounds similar to a GPT, so let's talk a little bit about how they're related and how they're different. An LLM is actually a broader category, and a GPT is a very specific type of LLM. So all GPTs are LLMs, but not all LLMs are GPTs. Within that LLM family, that umbrella, there are many different architectures and approaches to building the different types of models. The GPT approach is a specific one that was developed by OpenAI and is the one that's very distinct for guessing the next word, essentially predicting the next token. Other architecture examples include BERT, B-E-R-T, or Llama, which is the architecture that powers Meta's LLM. Again, all GPTs are LLMs, but not all LLMs are GPTs. So if you can kind of remember it that way to keep them straight. Okay, next up, we're going to get into a little bit more of the technical stuff, the specifications, basically, of the different models. When you familiarize yourself with more of the AI models or LLMs that are out there, the comparison will often be done in regards to parameters or tokens or a context window. So we're going to define each of those things now. Starting with parameters. You can think of parameters as the adjustable knobs on the model's dashboard or mixing board, maybe. Each one is basically what's going to help fine-tune the final output. The more parameters, the more knobs, the more control and sophistication that the model is going to have and what it's able to generate for you. Technically, these are just adjustable values within a neural network that are learned during training. And these parameters can also often be weighted, which helps the AI model determine the importance that each parameter holds in the overall model. Next up, we have tokens. Tokens are the individual units of text that a language model processes and is able to handle. And tokens are also generally what is going to cost you money when you're running APIs with many popular AI companies and AI models. For example, the sentence, I love the AI marketing navigator might be split into tokens like I and love and AI and the. Navigator or marketing might get split into three separate tokens, breaking the word up into smaller pieces. So you get the point. And then lastly, we have a context window. And the way I first learned context window is kind of thinking about it like the AI model's short-term memory abilities. A context window is the maximum number of those tokens that a model can process at one time. So let's say you're having a conversation with someone and you can only remember the last 5 minutes of that conversation. So that's what you're operating on. You're operating on the last 5 minutes only. So a model with a 5,000 token context window can really only work with about 3,000 words at a time, technically 5,000, but again, operating with a little less. So again, much like the equation, more parameters equals more control, a longer, larger context window equals higher quality output. Okay, so I think that makes 10 or 11 good core terms and definitions to know as you embark on your AI journey. Having the context around these terms will definitely help you decipher a great deal of the AI content out there and help you better understand the individual models and tools that you're using and what they are capable of. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.